Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
The threat of disaster is never pleasant.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast.
These safety measures are essential.
The only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment.
This will be your source of survival instructions
and information.
Every member of the family must be coached in the business of survival.
Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the future.
Would you like to play a game?
We are your hosts.
Yeah. Dude, I'm stoked.
Pre-recorded.
Yeah.
By AI. Yeah. Let's have AI.
One day we will have AI voices, and like, you won't even have to really listen to us.
Shouldn't even be different, yeah. Right?
But we're actually really, really excited. I'm stoked, anyways, about our new series. We're done with Back to the Basics.
Yep.
And I think that was a fantastic series.
I think it was, too.
It was really, really good.
Useful for me.
Yes.
I'm hoping that you listeners got something out of it.
100%. So we are on to our new series, our second series of the year.
Yeah.
Right, Cam?
So this is going to be, it's going to be different, but it's going to be useful, okay?
It is.
So this 12-episode series is going to explore the technological, societal, and environmental changes that will reshape survival over the next 25 years. It's like, so things are changing so fast and at a rate that, we'll talk about. It's just, you have to start preparing for it. And it isn't just about, like, what's worked in the past. It's changing now to where we as preppers need to look at how to integrate our prepping into the new modern age that's just, like, going crazy.
It is.
So big questions that throughout this that we'll hopefully answer is, you know, how has preparedness changed over time, and what does that tell us about the future?
Yeah. That's what this episode specifically, we're going to look back a little bit, right?
Yeah. And I think that's awesome because we've never seen a level of advancement, like, at this speed. And it's really hard to even comprehend or even explain. So,
and it's really even it's hard to predict as well.
And right? and the thing with survival is it's never been static.
Yeah.
If we don't adapt, then we get left behind. And so we need to learn how to prep for the future. And hopefully we can teach you that.
Yeah.
I don't know though.
The next 12 episodes are going to be fun.
The next 12 hours.
Yeah. But it's going to be very interesting, very different than what anything we've really done in the past, and I think that's important. We need to expand our minds as preppers a bit and look at different things.
Yeah, this is totally different than anything we've done.
You know what is not different, though?
No.
Is that BattleBox is the way to do it.
Always the same.
Really is. Because it's the monthly subscription box full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, outdoor enthusiasts, and casual preppers. Each month, BattleBox sends you the coolest selection of hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear, all valued at far more than what you'd normally pay. You never know what's in the next box, but here's a sampling of what users received this month. The MyMedic Sidekick Standard Kit.
Oh, it's beautiful. Get enough stuff from MyMedic.
Me neither. And the Glow Rhino Fermi 2 BattleBox exclusive EDC knife. We were just checking that out, weren't we? It's pretty dang cool. All this badassness starts at just $34.99 per month. They've shipped over 1 million boxes and won best subscription box of 2020. Our listeners get 15% off when you sign up at battlebox.com/casualpreppers. Get your first battle box and 15% off at battlebox.com/casualpreppers. Almost made it. I can feel it coming.
A little slime coming down.
Yeah, it is what it is. So let's talk about this because, like Cam had mentioned, we need to look back a little bit to before we look forward.
We need to look back to before we look forward.
Yeah, we're going
to
go back to the future, something like that. So let's talk about how preparedness has evolved over the years. Because Cam said, preparedness has never been a static concept. It's not just the same always, right? Throughout history, survival strategies have adapted to fit the challenges of the time, whether it was, you know, fortifying cities against invaders, rationing food during wartime, or preparing for nuclear fallout, all very different things when it comes to preparedness and survival. Each era introduced new threats, but also new tools and mindsets for dealing with those threats. What was once a way of life eventually became a choice, and now in a world of insanely rapid technological change, prepping is evolving yet again. Even if you don't think it is, it is definitely evolving.
You do kind of think like, it's all the same.
It's all the same stuff.
It's not.
I mean, we always talk about food and water and that's it, right?
Yeah. And they're like, I still know preppers that are just like doing all that regular stuff, but they just seem like they're falling behind.
Yeah, for sure.
In like new modern changes. It's like crazy.
It's
like,
not even about.
And the integration of tech. It's like.
Exactly.
We've got all those that are like, I don't care a fair rod.
That's right. Just a fair rod and what's in my brain. That's it.
Yeah, that too.
So like for us, looking forward to this series, to understand where survival is going, we kind of need to look back real quick and kind of see where have we been. And that kind of shows you how far we've come, right? So going back to the ancient world.
Adam and Eve. First thing that they did.
Yeah. They were getting apples off a tree, I think. Killing snakes, maybe. I don't know what they were doing. Yeah. But when we talk about early humans, they were just natural preppers. Like, they had to be.
Yeah.
They had to have food storage, you had to have water storage, and you had to have fortifications. And if you didn't have those things, you were dead.
Yeah.
You were just...
like, all about preparing for winter and, like, upcoming seasons. And
They weren't like, were you a prepper?
Yeah.
You know? No, it's like, no, if you weren't self-sufficient, you were not alive, so it didn't matter. So, for example, some examples I found here. How about the Mayans?
Yeah.
You know about the Mayans, Cam?
Seen them.
I've seen, yeah. They mastered rainwater collection through underground cisterns called Chultuns.
Yeah.
You know that?
I didn't know
Chultuns,
that.
I had no idea about this. But that ensured, obviously, long-term water storage through drought-prone regions. So that's just one example.
That's cool.
Like, they were basically water preppers back in the Mayan days. It's pretty dang cool. How about the Mongols? Those dudes were legit.
Yeah.
They were kind of scary. But they depended on dried meat and, guess what? Fermented mare's milk.
Ooh, that is so good.
Put a little chocolate in there. Mmm. Delicious. And they also had like portable yurts for shelters. So like they were finding ways to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, for hard times. They had dried meat, fermented mare's milk. Oh, just put a little bit of that on your lip. You're good to go. Right. So while ancient survival was about necessity, modern preppers now kind of choose self-reliance as a mindset because things have changed. Right. So let's move.
Don't need
the mare's milk.
No.
Quite as much. But I'm sure someone like in San Francisco has like mare's milk bread or something.
Yep. Ugh. Yep. Hemp clothing and mare's milk.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. The Industrial Revolution in the early 20th century. So this is kind of where we talk about the rise of convenience in modern society.
Yeah.
You know, mass production, urbanization, and this shifted people's survival strategies because instead of growing food and making their own goods, people began relying on going down to the store and just grabbing it. And they relied on the infrastructure that was around them to get the things that they need. And even the government itself, they were hard at work establishing these safety nets, you know, for people who are on hard times or whatever, or, you know, things like FEMA, leading many to trust systems over personal preparedness.
Yeah.
So a lot of people started to get away from it, right? But the Great Depression kind of showed how fragile that can be, right? When systems failed, self-reliance became critical again. And an example of this grassroots prepping in this area was like we talk about the victory gardens of World War II.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It became a necessity. Like a bunch of people, they were worried that the food was scarce and, you know, people were off to war. And so they say, hey, we need to do victory gardens, you know? And so people started doing that. Then we get into kind of the birth of the modern prepper.
Yeah.
And this is the Cold War era, right? Nuclear war changed a lot of things and people were super duper scared of nuclear war. And I don't blame them because I'm still scared of it today. So there was a fear of nuclear war, economic collapse, and government control. And this led to stockpiling, homesteading, and bunker building because many preppers, they wanted to get independence from these government systems, you know, ready to fend for themselves if society did crumble. Because it was a thing
that seemed like the government could be wiped out.
So
in
fast.
A day.
So fast. And then we go to something like the Cuban Missile Crisis in 62. And that just like even reinforced it. There people are like, oh my gosh, we've got
not as powerful. Like,
no.
We made a huge mistake.
It's so fragile, especially with these new weapons, right? And so I really think today's prepping culture, it really kind of still echoes this era
of
preparedness, just with a broader focus on a variety of potential.
Right.
It's not just nuclear war now, right? But that was kind of, I think, where the modern prepper sort of came from.
Yeah.
Was that
even
era.
You can tell by the style of my parents is prepping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's even like a civil defense water can still
for
in
sure,
the
yeah.
basement. It's crazy.
Exactly. And then we go into the modern era, the digital age. And this is, man, things got super convenient.
It's all on a hard drive now.
It's all on a hard drive now. It's all on
the
cloud.
All my food and everything is up in the cloud.
But also, this technology, obviously, it's incredible. Like, the conveniences that it brings. I mean, I can order Taco Bell from an app.
Right?
An app, and I can have a taco. Right. How crazy is that? But there's also a lot of new vulnerabilities that come along with that sort of thing. Internet, automation, global supply chains. Life is so much easier, but it's just so much more fragile. You know, a lot of those traditional survival skills have sort of gone by the wayside.
Most of us
are very highly dependent on these digital systems for pretty much everything. Even if we go back to like 2003, there was the Northeast blackout. This is a kind of a prime example of what could happen. There was this cascading power grid failure, and it was triggered by a software bug, basically. Left 50 million people without power in 2003. And within hours, cities, you know, ground to a halt. Gas stations stopped working. Water systems faltered. And this really showed how deeply our modern lives rely on this digital infrastructure, right?
Yeah, and wasn't that the, like, Texas, that whole nightmare with the generators blowing the power outage that lasted forever. And that was real recent.
Oh, for sure. And then you go back to COVID.
Yeah.
That also showed us how fragile the system is, you know, the supply chains.
Yeah, yeah.
All that stuff.
It's terrifying.
You know, in just like a matter of a week, things were in freaking chaos.
Yeah.
Right?
Amazon Prime still sucks.
Still sucks. And it's been years. Yeah. Right? So what is the key takeaway when we look at those different eras? For me, it's like survival strategies, preparedness, it's always evolving. It has always evolved. What worked in the 1800s is not going to work in the Cold War, is not going to work today.
No, it's not.
There are some basic tenets that I think do survive, right? Mm-hmm. Food, water.
For sure. Got to have the same things that you did back then. Body hasn't gone away from that.
Yeah, you still need all of those things. But the faster the world changes, the more preppers need to adapt to stay ahead. I think it gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
Right?
I totally agree. And so that's what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
Is the future. And it's coming fast.
Dude, so fast.
It's insane.
Scary.
Like every week, it's like, oh, that's changing? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we're doing it that way now. Like even at work, it's like constantly they're like, oh, we're checking in online, and you can make your own appointment, and the like AI system is creating like appointments. It's kind of freaky, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's shifting faster than ever. The last 50 years brought more change than the previous 500. Whoa. Just think, like, the next 25 are going to be like thousands, like 1,000 a year.
I know.
Like, it's really hard to even comprehend how fast it's going
to
go.
It's almost impossible to comprehend because we look at things kind of linearly. We're not looking at these things with exponential growth, right?
And it's headed that way. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've seen a lot of this already, like AI, automation, biotech, digital control, all of those aren't just concepts. Like, they're happening now, and we see it constantly. And we have, one of the people that spearhead a lot of this, like, he's in the president. Like, he works with the president now. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. The pace is only going to get faster.
It is.
With those types of things going on.
For preppers, this isn't just about staying stocked up. Like you said, it's the biggest challenge ahead. It isn't a single disaster. It's keeping up with the world that's transforming faster than we've ever seen. And that's the hard part, you've got to keep up with it.
And it's not even just with preparedness. It's just everyday life, understanding what's going to change. Like how your job's going to change.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about a lot of those things, healthcare.
And if you don't adapt with that, like, you get left behind.
You do.
You're going to be jobless.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps with this as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
The rate of change is exponential. What used to take centuries now happens in decades, and soon it'll happen in years and months. It's crazy. So just in medicine alone, AI is diagnosing diseases. Robots are replacing human workers. We're seeing, like, all this technology being managed and controlled by
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
you know, the computational power that we've developed over the last few years.
Yeah, man.
And the thing is, like, in the last 20 years, it felt like a leap forward. The next are just going to be insane. Mm-hmm. So, sounds exciting, but it's going to create a lot of challenges for us as well. And that's the thing. It's like all of it seems good, and it's like we're going in a good direction, and we're all developing, and countries, you know, mm-hmm. outside of us are also going along with this. But there's a lot of problems that are going to come with it. So how does it change survival? The traditional prepper mindset focuses on stockpiling, self-sufficiency, and independence. That's kind of what we've always done. Mm-hmm. But the world that we're preparing for isn't the same as the one we grew up in. New threats are emerging, ones that aren't as simple as just food shortages and power outages.
Oh, man, when you really start to break some of this down, you go, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, there's so many unique and interesting challenges for a prepper and just for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard to...
It is. It's really hard to cover like all the things that are changing and that could possibly impact all of our long-term survival.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things like medical and longevity disruptions. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about this one outside of the podcast and stuff. It's just kind of hard to understand just exactly what this means.
Yeah.
But the lifespan extension is happening. Mm-hmm. So we've seen in the past, it was like, you know, wholesome life is like 65, 70. Yep. Now it's like 85, yep. You know, 80, 85 with AI tech, accurate diagnosing, gene therapy, like gene focused mm-hmm. treatments. Like we're probably going to see people being able to live 100 years.
Yeah. Like us.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be the norm. I mean, so, when you look at the science, what they're saying, it's definitely going to be the norm.
And so if we kind of keep on that path, mm-hmm. I have a lot of stuff that's 25-year shelf life. Yeah. Now I'm going to need like 45-year shelf.
50-year shelf life stuff, yeah.
So it's just crazy to think of what that will do.
We're saying all these things like maybe it's not good. I think as a whole, these things are all good things.
They're good, but they bring problems with
them. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, and that's exactly like, that's what's hard to see is it's mm-hmm. like, oh, good, I want to live and not have diseases and live longer. But we also live on a planet that we have to produce resources for all of these people that are going to live 100 plus years, possibly. And that's the thing, is the resources. Food, water, medical supplies, basic necessities will need to last longer than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, with tech, you know, sometimes there might be better production and you know, a better system. But it's still, it needs to last longer and mm-hmm. we need to have... the same preps for more people. It's just hard to understand. The healthcare system shifting, AI is being integrated into diagnostics, treatments, and even medical decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, if these systems become a norm, what happens if they fail? I already see that all the time. It's like all of our system, like our records are digital. Our orders are all digital. Everything mm-hmm. is focused on electronics. And it's like when that fails, it like freezes. You can't do anything.
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
And so it's like great things are coming, but with that fragility, mm-hmm. you know. And then insurance, like you never know. With AI, can predict disease. The thing to that I think about is like if it can do this, and we have the ability to kind of cure more diseases with screenings, pick up on more diseases, and you're not at like going to those appointments.
Yeah,
AI is gonna figure that, like AI is going to take that information, send it to an insurance company. Insurance company is going to be like, well, we're not going to cover because you didn't follow through.
Or we're going to drop you, or your rates are going to rise, or whatever it might be. Yeah.
Even though you can live forever, doesn't mean that you can't, you know, be part of the system.
They can just charge you for longer.
Yeah.
As an insurance system.
They can. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Dentists are good. I mean, you're going to figure out how to reproduce teeth.
We were going to do like a whole 12 episodes on dentists, but we figured we've covered them enough that we're not going to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for preppers, the changes of how we think about long-term survival it's so different now.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be. Like, it's something we need to follow and learn. And that's what we hopefully are going to be able to do with this series. Automation and digital dependency. You know, AI is running more of the world every day. Food production, banking, security, banking and security, basic infrastructure, and being, it's all handed over to algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when the grid goes down? If society becomes fully automated and that system is hacked and fails, like everything stops. That's the creepy thing about it. Is like none of this is completely safe from cyber attacks.
No, none
of
it.
So it makes total sense why governments are spending billions to create a cyber program, right?
Especially with like quantum computers coming online.
Oh my gosh.
Like nothing is safe.
So all of this system is great for us in one way, but it's also, I think it even becomes more fragile.
For sure.
And so we lose those ability, like those skills and things like that if we let ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're already so dependent on technology, it's going to become even worse that way.
Mm-hmm.
So resource and control, that's the other concern. You know, food, energy, and currency are becoming more centralized.
Yeah.
Which it makes the system flow smoothly, mm-hmm. but it also gives others, corporations, governments, a tighter and a stronger control, which is pretty concerning.
Which I don't like.
I don't like that either.
No.
Stockpiling could become regulated.
Yeah, this
you know, it's like we know your purchases. We know like what you're doing because all of it is in this integrated system.
Yeah, like they can see if I'm buying, you know, Mountain House food. They can see if I'm buying water barrels.
It's all followed. At some point. Like in a way, it's already like, it's already tracked. And it's like, just, I was looking at that the other day of how concerning like those budget apps like Rocket.
Yes. What is
it? Rocket Money or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it categorizes everything mm-hmm. using AI. So already your stuff is in the open. It's mm-hmm. like if this becomes even more tightly monitored, they could easily say, you've already bought enough water.
Yeah.
Or why are you buying water?
Exactly.
Like, are you finding something?
Yeah.
Kind of creepy.
No more 5-5-6.
Yeah. And then central bank, the CBDCs, mm-hmm. you know, central mm-hmm. bank digital currencies. It's like, that's why cryptocurrency is so popular, mm-hmm. is like it's not a central banking system. And so as our money and everything is now, like it becomes even more centralized, which leads to more control by the government. I mean, they can just turn those numbers off. It's like, guess what? You don't have that much money anymore. Or we are going to divvy it out to everybody. Like, it's just kind of concerning. AI surveillance will change everything also. You know, what happens if your purchases are completely monitored? Like we were saying, like you buy food and medical supplies, then you're labeled as a hoarder and mm-hmm. everything's monitored even more closely.
Exactly.
So with all of this, I mean, we've got to have a new prepper mindset.
Yeah.
The biggest threat to preppers isn't a single disaster. It's the speed of change. So prepping's no longer about storing supplies. It's about adapting to the world that's shifting. Just like I was saying before. Traditional skills still matter, but they need to evolve. Self-sufficiency today means more than just fire starting and food storage. It includes understanding off-the-grid technology, cybersecurity. That's why we've added these ads in over time. It's like,
yeah, I know.
Some of this we still are trying to help, you know, integrate it into our daily lives. You still got to live, right? You're not going to live in a bunker. You're not going to just like grow and have your garden and not be part of society. You have to still live in it. But yeah, if you had known 30 years ago how the internet would change everything, would you have prepared differently? Most likely.
Probably, yeah.
So hopefully this kind of gets you thinking about some of the changes that we need to make as preppers as we move into the future, and a future that's just changing super, super fast.
It is, yeah. And I hope something else you think about is element.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you didn't know, electrolyte deficiency or imbalances...
Body still needs it.
...can cause... Yeah, it doesn't matter how much AI says it doesn't or does. Headaches, cramps, fatigue, weakness. Is people want to be prepared and ready for anything? The last thing you need is something that will slow you down when you need to be ready the most. That's why we at Casual Preppers have teamed up with Element. It is a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing that you don't. We think Element is perfect for bug-out bags and EDC kits. Because it contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio, 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium. Casual Preppers listeners can get a free Element sample pack when you make any purchase through our exclusive link. That is one packet of every flavor. They offer no questions asked refunds on all orders. You don't even have to send it back. You can get it the first time, the 100th time you order this stuff. But you have to go to our link, and that is drinklmnt.com/casualpreppers. You can get your order, your free sample pack with any purchase. Drinkelement.com/casualpreppers.
Good stuff.
Beautiful stuff. So, you know, what are the risks if we just ignore this change? Because a lot of people.
It's easy to ignore.
Very easy.
You're just
ignore.
Like, you know what? I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing.
Just get that water, that 5-5-6.
Not worry about anything else.
I'm golden. So the thing is, it's natural to prep for what you understand. Like, you know what's right. happened in the past. You know COVID. You know whatever else. But that really can be a trap because there's a lot of cognitive bias when it comes to prepping.
Big time.
People default to preparing for past threats because they're familiar. We know what they are, right? Every generation comes in and thinks, I've seen it all.
Yeah.
You know, and then the world is completely different in 5 years. It just is, right? That's why our parents don't give a crap about cybersecurity.
Oh, no.
They don't know how to deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something they can't figure out.
Or they're over
out.
The top. My parents won't even have, like,
oh, well, yes.
a Google Home in their house.
That's true.
Like, everybody's watching us.
But that's part of it, too, right? Like, they can't enjoy the benefits of these things because they won't understand them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They just don't even want to know.
They don't even want to know. So it's like, I ain't going to do with that, you know. Just get out my transistor radio and listen to, you know.
Whoever. I got a bunch of mare's milk. I'm good to go.
I got that fermented mare's milk. Out in the fridge.
I had a teacher in college that said that once. He was like, it was like a test question. Mm-hmm. What's my favorite milk? And it was mare's milk. And I was always like, you're freaking weirdo. It's
disgusting. My gosh.
So apparently,
yeah,
there are some out there that still love that mare's milk.
Still happens. So this is why we get stuck in old survival mindsets, because survival strategies often come from past experiences, right? The last big crisis. You know, if it was an economic collapse, then we assume the next thing is going to be an economic collapse, you know?
Yeah.
People prepared for nuclear war in the 80s, but they weren't preparing for cyber and financial threats because those were the big things that they needed to worry about,
yep.
right? So what's today's blind spot? What are the things that we're focusing on that we shouldn't? Or what are the things that we aren't focusing on that we really should be focusing on? These threats that are coming in the future might just be ones we don't know or don't see yet or haven't even thought about. And that's like the whole point of what we're doing here. It's like, let's just start thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
What like could that. They be, right? That's
really what we're doing is just trying to like, let's spark a little bit of
exactly.
interest in like what could happen.
Yeah, so most people, they don't even think about a few things that might be on the horizon. Things like a world without cash. Like, are you ready for an all digital only
we're
transaction?
Close to that, man.
We're very close.
Like, people don't know what to do when you give them a $5 bill. Oh, nor do I ever carry one half the time.
That's true. But that's the whole thing.
I do like, have someone.
What happens when it that
$100 bill, it's even more dead in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can use it.
They look at it like, what is this? You know what I mean? Like, it's just
this
very
a
odd.
Euro?
Yes, this is Mexican money. Am I buying tacos on the street with this? What exactly. am I supposed to do? And then smart energy grids, those are becoming the norm. When they build a new piece of the grid, it's smart. Right.
Yeah.
And so what if off-grid power use is monitored or restricted in the future?
Yeah.
You know, future regulations could prevent you from generating excess solar power or require government approval for energy storage. Like, we don't know what's going to be happening here. What if society shifts towards government-issued digital income? Cam was talking about that earlier. What if it's harder to earn, your earning potential is controlled? Like, you get this much.
Yeah.
And that's it. And what if, like, we have universal basic income because AI is taking all of these jobs? You know, prepping could become, like, a luxury, or it's heavily taxed or restricted in the future. Like, I'm saying these things, but they're not that off the wall. Like, they're very possible. What if payment systems move to biometric scans or implanted chips? So, like, it has to be, like, your eyes or, they're...
Just my eye.
Eye. If it's Cam.
Can't get that left one to look at it.
What's going on with your left eye, homeboy? Don't worry.
You trying to hack the system?
You got like a chip in that other eye and it. Yeah. That'd be a
good
idea.
Can't get the barcode to read. Hold on. Tired.
Yeah. Could access to certain goods like fuel, weapons, or water filtration be restricted based on digital identity verification?
Yeah.
Like, only certain people can get those types of things?
I remember when they, like, and I think they still do it, right? For police officers have, like, a chip in their hand for their firearm to only use.
Jeez,
like,
I don't know.
I know that was a thing, and I don't know if it's been, but I could totally see that. It's like, you buy a firearm, it has to be a chip for you only.
Yeah, and then people are cutting off your hand and gluing it to the gun.
Yeah.
Look what he's doing. He's flipping me off.
He's
flipping
me off.
Me.
It's not my hand. Yeah. Someone else's hand.
Wasn't me. Yeah. So that's the thing. How can we stay ahead? Right? That's the whole question that we're trying to ask in this series, because the best preppers aren't just stocked up, man. They're actually thinking about what's going to happen in the future, keeping an eye on trends, even if they don't seem like survival concerns yet. And a lot of this stuff, you're going to be like, why are you guys even talking about this? Maybe they aren't survival concerns right now, but they could be, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to ask yourself these questions. If prepping became restricted, what would I do? If digital surveillance tracked all purchases, how could I adapt? What threats am I not considering just because they haven't happened yet? Because again, survival isn't just about gear. It's about outthinking the system, because we all live within this system that our whole life depends on the system. Everything does. So I think one of the biggest prepping mistakes is failing to anticipate the next shift.
Yeah.
And we got to be thinking about it. And that's what this entire series is about.
Yeah.
Can we anticipate it?
We're going to tickle your brain a little bit.
Oh, heck yeah. I like to tickle.
So, yeah, on that, like, what's coming in these upcoming episodes? Mm-hmm. So, the next 11, we're going to cover a lot of these concerns that we mentioned.
Yeah.
New threats, AI surveillance, biohacking, cyber risks, new opportunities, robotics, longevity, space colonization. That was crazy, like... Mm-hmm. I know we have a lot of like old school preppers that listen.
Yeah.
And I hope you stay with us with this, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be a little deep and it's going to be a little bit of theory of like, mm-hmm. you know, what could happen. But I do think it's like it applies to the prepper mindset, is like thinking ahead and being prepared. We'll also talk about practical takeaways, you know, how you can prepare today for what's coming tomorrow. A lot of it will come back to the same stuff that
we
know.
It will. And but so, it's a lot of it is just you need to have an open mind and you need to be looking at it.
Exactly.
It's like that's the whole thing is like I wasn't really looking at it. And then this idea sort of came and we're like, hey, we're not even thinking about this stuff. Like if we were preppers in the 60s, we weren't thinking about cyber threats. Right. And so it's like we should be looking ahead.
Right. No, I like that.
Yeah.
And it's like right now, should I be buying a bunch of computer chips? You know, what am I need to do?
I don't know.
This isn't about fear. It's about awareness and action. And that's the whole goal.
Yeah.
And it's what we've always done. It's just that we're going into a little bit of a newer area.
Mm-hmm.
The world's changing whether we like it or not. So don't ignore it. Like, let's go with it.
Dude, I think that's so important because like so many people are like, when it comes to something maybe like AI, it's like, it's so stupid. I don't even want to, anything AI makes, it's dumb. I don't want to deal with it.
Right.
Like, you can say that all you want, but it's going to take
happen.
Over. Like it's, you have to understand it.
I don't love it all the time.
No,
and
sure.
It concerns me a lot, but I use it and you're dumb to not go along with like learning about it and how you can use it and how it could also get in the way of like everyday life.
To me, it's AI feels a bit like the internet was like, it's, you know, like maybe in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's like, everyone on the internet is so dumb. Yeah. Like it's, and now it's like, you don't even think about it. The internet's there for everything.
Yeah. My parents didn't have any interest in any of it forever. Mm-hmm. Now I think my dad shops on Temu all day long.
Yeah. My dad's the same way.
So it's like that the internet is their whole life now.
Yeah. And so you can deny it all you want. Yeah.
Yeah. But there is something that can help you guys prepare. Mad Gear Co. is redefining preparedness for their contingency planner, a must-have tool for anyone serious about being ready. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a hurricane, power outage, wildfire, AI takeover, unexpected emergency, this planner is built to help you organize every detail of your plan, which is always important.
It's so important.
This isn't just a notebook. It's a durable step-by-step guide for organizing your emergency plans. From food storage, water supplies, to communication strategies and evacuation routes, it ensures nothing is overlooked. Proudly 100% made in America, and Contingency Planner features tough, weather-resistant, right-in-the-rain paper that stands up to water, dirt, and elements. And the elements. Mm-hmm. And with Mad Gear Co. being family and veteran-owned, you're supporting American craftsmanship and values.
USA.
That's the most important thing.
USA,
be
baby.
Ready for whatever comes your way. Visit madgear.shop to grab your Contingency Planner today. MAD Gear Co.
Mm-hmm.
Redefining preparedness for when SHTF. Please use our code Casual Preppers for that discount. Get your plan going today.
Dude, you guys, you're not going to regret spending the money on this
thing. Like a trapper keeper for preppers.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really
nice. It's fantastic. Go get one. So I just wanted to kind of conclude what we've been talking about today. Look, survival has never been static, it's changed with every major shift in history. The speed of change today. It's unprecedented. It's never been this fast.
We have to be looking at it earlier because it's going to like just zip past.
If you don't adapt, you're going to be left behind. So we have a listener challenge, just like we always do, right, Cam? So Again, prepping isn't just about looking ahead. It's also about understanding how survival has evolved. This week, we challenge you. Take a step back. Look at your own preparedness throughout time, right? Because I think if you looked, how did I prep 20 years ago? Or how would I have prepped 20 years ago if you weren't a prepper? What skills, tools, and threats would have been your focus? How much of that is still relevant right now, right? Also, now fast forward 20 years. What do you think will be the biggest survival challenges? How will prepping need to evolve? So make one small change based on what you've learned. What's one thing you can do to help future-proof your preparedness? And that could be as simple as like learning a new skill or updating some sort of a prep, or even just thinking about a new threat you've never considered.
Yeah.
Like, it's really important to do. And so, and again, we think
maybe it's just listening to this podcast with a new friend.
Sure.
Let them know about it. So then you guys can talk about what's happening.
Send them the link. Say, listen to this. Exactly. Also give them a 5-star review. And then we'll get back and we'll talk.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that.
Anyways, that is Looking Back to Stay Ahead. This is the first episode of our series, The Future of Survival.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be good.
Freaking stoked. You know what else we're stoked about is the latest Battle Box.
Battle Box.
Baby, we got it. This is Mission 121. And the first item in the box is the Rocka Gator Pyre Storage Pouch. And this is an RFID blocking, fire resistant, and waterproof pouch.
Oh, wow.
Pouch.
I didn't know it was all that.
Pretty freaking rad.
Wear it.
Then we have the Honest Thief Trading Co. Lights Out Survival Candle. Everybody should have a bunch of survival candles because this thing, it'll go for 50 hours.
Oh, man.
That's a long time. Yeah. Smells like blood and 5-5-6.
Get it on in the storage room.
That's right.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. I want to light a candle.
This'll burn all night.
We got 50 hours. Let's go. We got the Zippo Heat Bank 6.
She's like, I don't turn it off. I don't like the light.
I don't want you to see. We have the Zippo Heat Bank 6. It's a rechargeable hand warmer and it's a power bank all in one.
That's cool.
Beautiful stuff.
Zippo, good job.
Yeah, and then we have the PowerTac Soul LED rechargeable keychain light. This thing's pretty cool, too. A little keychain light. Pretty badass, man.
Looks like it's super bright.
Yeah, it is. And then we go to the advanced box, the Roaring Fire Gear double-sided removable tool roll bag. Yeah, also midget tux bag. That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
Doesn't
gotta turn it back in.
Yeah, after prom.
It's pretty cool though.
It's nice.
Keeps all your tools
roll.
Nice, and it looks way cooler than just like a regular red like emergency vehicle kit. Look at that.
Pretty sweet, man. Then we go to the Pro Box. We have the MyMedic Sidekick Standard. And we've talked about MyMedic before. Their stuff is fantastic.
It's so good.
When it comes to first aid kits. Yeah. Their super skin bandages are the best bandages on the market.
They really are.
I care what anyone says.
And I love the little mesh pockets inside their kits. Makes it so easy to find what you need.
You're right, Cam. And then we go to the Pro Plus Box. This is probably my favorite EDC knife I've gotten from BattleBox in like the past 2 years.
Been a while since they've sent anything like small.
This is the Glow Rhino Fermi 2, and it's really cool because it has like a tritium piece on it that glows in the dark. We were
That's just so cool.
In the studio earlier. Yeah. Very cool, man.
And a flipper, man. It's so
smooth. It's beautiful. So that is the latest BattleBox. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS for 15% off. One other piece of gear I want to talk about. I'm going to flip it up here on the table, Cam.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Now you're going to flip it.
Look at that.
Big old champion.
Yeah, this is the... We received the champion. So this is like the 1600 power station. This thing is beautiful.
They're so cool.
Dude, we were just checking this out before. Yeah,
just
no exhaust.
Ready to go.
1600 watt hours of power.
It's a ton.
Right? So like if you're in a power outage, this thing can pretty much do whatever you need.
Yeah.
For
several hours.
Or
a whole day.
Sure. So 2000 watt continuous output and 4000 watt peak.
That's crazy.
On this thing. So like you can run a fridge, a full size fridge.
Cool. You can run a microwave.
You can run a microwave. You can do a lot of cool tools. There's like different tools you could use for this thing. Very, very cool. It has multiple ports on it, which is nice. It has the AC, USB, and DC. You can power everything with this bad boy. It also, you know, you can plug in solar panels and also has like extra batteries that you can chain onto this bad boy.
Yeah.
That you can friggin' go forever.
I love it,
basically.
Man. No exhaust. Doesn't smell like gasoline.
Yeah, no gas, no fumes. No, like it's, you can't even hear it when you turn it on.
And you can plug a bunch of solar panels into
You can plug solar panels into it. You can recharge it from the wall, car, or solar, which is fantastic. So, I've been using this thing for about a week and I've just like loved this thing. You know, I've never had anything at this level.
So many ports.
Yeah. This is Champion, and I have some other Champion gear that I've loved, actually, tools and stuff.
Yeah, my generator's a
is it a Champion?
Champion as well.
Yeah, so I suggest you go check this out. You can get it anywhere. You can get it from Amazon or Home Depot.
Yeah, a lot of stores, it looked like, carried it, huh?
Yeah, and it has a light on it, big, bright light on it. I just, you know, I've been looking for something at this level, and this is, I'm impressed. I'm excited to continue to use it. We'll keep you updated on the use of it, over the next, you know, couple of months. But I highly suggest it. It's a very well built, like, it's solid.
That's a ton of power.
Yeah. Like so much, dude.
Like the 300 goes pretty far. Like I have like a little tiny 300 water.
Yeah.
1600, that's going to last you forever.
I think it said you can charge your phone like 138 times or something off of this.
Imagine.
So it's a beautiful thing. But just being able to run a fridge for a day,
yeah,
if there's a power outage, how do you beat that, dude?
I know. Like, I love the peak wattage thing. That's huge because there's like so many things. It's like you can't even start it up.
Yep.
It's like you never know. Maybe you need to use that microwave once during a power outage. That's all you need.
Exactly. So anyways, go check it out. That is the Champion 1638 watt hour power station. It's beautiful. Go check it out. Anything else, Cam?
Nope. AI's right, coming.
Thank you. You're right. appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you hit subscribe and stay survived.